Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
First, Bob Gillies is a guy who I've known over the years, who has been active in Republican politics out of Montgomery County, Springfield Township. He's come up with, I told you yesterday, and we had a lot of people interested in this, so I thought we'd bring him on and tell you how you can get one if you choose. The Republicans there have come up with a new sign, if you will, to state what the belief system of a lot of people is versus the virtue signalers with their signs that tell us how wonderful they are and how the Trump people are a bunch of people that are racist, homophobes, anti-science. I saw a guy the other day that said, with a T-shirt, was getting off the train coming back from New York on Friday, "Science is great!" with an exclamation point. So he's saying, well, you know, this guy's really into... No. He crawled with everything about it. You know what he's saying to me when I see that? He's saying you're a knuckle-dragger if you differ with us on a climate, all those other things. So this sign says, it's got an American flag in the top left corner, headline, "Love lives here." Next line, "Love of God, family, friends, country, community," and here's a kicker, "and the U.S. Constitution." Joining us is Bob Gillies. He is from, as I said, Springfield Township. Hey, Bob, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Dom, how have you been?
Very, very good. So tell me the genesis of this. Is this in reaction to these other signs?
Well, in part, but over... as you know, we spoke many times, and I was a commissioner for 16 years in Springfield, and I also ran for the 154th state rep district, which is very Democratic, and had a difficult time. As you go through, you find that people really don't know what Republicans are, and they get their message from the media, and, you know, we're made out to be bad people. So for a while, we've been trying to figure out how can we change our message and get it to what it really is. Then these hate signs started coming out, or I should say no hate signs.
Right.
But they sort of stuck a knife in my back a little bit. They felt hard. You know, somebody puts a sign right across your house that says, "No hate lives here." Well, what does that mean? It lives across the street?
You know, well, if you got that Trump sign there, it's got an arrow pointing that way.
Right, you know, and then you see it at churches. I mean, like, "No hate lives here." I mean, you're kidding me? Obviously, hate shouldn't be in a church. Why would you even need to put that sign
out there? Exactly, exactly.
So we sat down and we said, you know what? Well, the opposite of hate is love, and everything we should do is for love. I mean, you know, hate is just the absence of hate. Doesn't mean good things are going to happen, but clearly, love, good things will happen. Mother Teresa, that was her big thing. So we said, well, let's work with love. And then, well, we just can't put "love lives here." What does that mean? You know, so we decided to define what the local parties, you know, we have Cheltenham, Abington, Jenkintown, and Springfield, the south part of Montgomery County, and we're just clobbered down here. Abington does pretty well, but
The influxers. You guys need border guards to stop them from migrating from Philadelphia. That's what's happening.
Well, what happens is people from Philadelphia move in, and they've been Democrat all their life, and a lot of the people that I met were retired teachers, firefighters, policemen, sanitation workers from the city, and they move out of the city because it doesn't work well with them living there with their pension, but they never met Republicans. I mean, I won't say as a group because, you know, 98% of some areas are strictly Democrat. So when they come to Philadelphia, they bring that with them, and you go to talk to them, and you just don't seem to get anywhere. And we're trying to tell them, you came here because it's better.
Right.
So why don't you listen to us? So we're just trying to, at Springfield and like I said, Cheltenham, Jenkintown, Abington, we're trying to develop something together that we can show people what we really are. We're no different than you are.
Well, wait a minute, though. Wait, I'll give you what the objections are. Come on now. Stop all this kumbaya stuff. I get it. You guys have tapped into something here. I can't tell you the demand when we turn loose here, Bob, or the people that contacted me that want this. But the first objection is you start off with God. Now, come on now. You guys are a political outfit. Separation of church and state. Why put love of God as the very first thing here? Maybe you could put him down there at sixth or seventh or her. Come on.
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, that would be the first love of all, right? Would be if you love God, you love everything. You're everybody loves their God, no matter what their God is.
What about the atheists, though?
Well, they love their creator or their whatever they call their life, or mm-hmm. whatever the guiding force of their life is. So God is the guiding force of life. So we start it with that. And if you start there, everything matters. And everybody matters. So
okay.
Then we work our way down the line.
Well, all right, family is fine, at least I believe. Maybe you have to put in parentheses non-traditional too. Friends, that's fine. But then you put country in there. Is there a need for that? Come on.
Well, obviously, you know, we live in a specific country mm-hmm. that has a set of rules, and we live under certain laws, and we would love to take, you know, it would be great if all 7 billion people could live in the United States, but obviously that wouldn't be viable. We would all drop, our values of net worth would drop to 10% of what we're used to living now. So clearly the country's important. Everybody's own individual country is important, and ours is important, and we should all be happy that we live here and thrive to make it better.
All right, so we have God, family, friends, country, community. Now, community particularly, no one objects to that, I think. That, on both sides, is fine. You should have left it there, but then you write, and, a big and, the U.S. Constitution, what's that have to do with any of this? Come on, I'm just putting a sign out on my lawn, and you're going founding fathers on me?
Well, the Constitution is how we live. Kings and queens used to make rules, and we mm-hmm. had to live by them and die by them. Here, we the people made the rules. And you know, I'll take the Second Amendment, for example. We have the Second Amendment. It's great. Now, when I was in debate with my competitor, who happens to be the current seat at the 154th, the Second Amendment came up. And they're trying to change weapons, trying bullets, dual tax, whatever, to stop you from being able to have your Second Amendment. And I said, Mr. McCarter, if you don't like the Second Amendment, we have a constitution that allows us to change it.
Right.
Go change it. Write up an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Go get people to vote on it. Go get your three quarters of the states to agree upon it and change the constitution. That's what it's there for. He said, oh, that would never happen. I said, of course it will never happen because the people don't want that change.
Exactly. So, again, patriotic flag in the top left-hand corner. Love lives here, an attempt to be positive. Showcase the values of Republican parties in Montgomery County, and I think across the board. Also, let's face it, be a pushback to these annoying, at best, signs that are so self-congratulatory. So what do people do? You suggest a $10 donation, but not necessary, right? What do they
Correct.
Do? What do they do if they want to get one?
Well, right now, we didn't expect the great demand that we're having. People are saying, what website do I go to and all that? We don't have that. All we have is a little email set up on Gmail account.
Okay.
And it's lovelivesherespringfield@gmail.com.
Love Lives Here, Springfield, all one word, @gmail.com.
Correct. And you email us, and we'll figure a way to get you signed. So if you're another local group or people anywhere within the sound of our voice who wants to order signs in bulk and do this on your own, just send me an email, and I'll give you the information of where we ordered the signs from and, you know, do it on your own. But I think we're not here to, we don't have a sign war where they hate people. What we really like to see is the hate signs come down, and because they just don't make sense.
Well, and look, I agree with you. Now, are the signs up in Springfield so far?
They're going up. I actually, you know, we just started delivering them. I delivered 4 in Philadelphia and Chestnut Hill, of all places.
Oh, very nice in Chestnut Hill.
You know, they're expecting eggs to be thrown at their house.
Give me an avenue that we might see one on. I do my running over there. I want to run by one of these and stand and salute it. Do you remember any of the avenues we could see one?
Well, Graver's Lane was one.
Okay, Primo's is right over there. All right, right down to Graver's Lane.
Right now, they got to pave it. I was driving it last night. The city's got to repave. They just milled it to be repaved.
So all right.
But, yeah, you'll start seeing them pop up. I delivered 20 to Cheltenham.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the belly of the beast. That can't be allowed. That's the originator of the No Home for Hate signs.
Well, yeah, I hear that might be the place, but, you know, could have come from Chicago, too, I heard. But, we're excited that people are interested in it, and we're hoping that it gives people who heretofore think of us as one thing, will look at us a little different and understand.
Good point.
That everything comes from, love, really, when you get down to it.
Good point. So, well, Bob, thank you very much. Let's give that one more time where they email you. We love...
It's Love Lives Here Springfield at gmail.com.
Love Lives Here Springfield at gmail.com. Bob, thank you very much. To be continued, keep me in the loop and let me know as these get out there, and we'll do something else.
We'll let you know how they go.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.